On the battlefield, I'm a warrior, ready to kill or be killed. I've defeated orcs from the north, sent Kandorian demon spawns back to the depths, and drank with Sumerian heroes. But when I get back from a hard day of disemboweling my enemies, I enjoy nothing more than to open my castle doors and find a dungeon crate as my reward for blood well spilled. Designed for role players and tabletop gamers, Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service with a treasure hoard of loot you can use on or off the battlefield. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handcrafted items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. So what say you? Are you ready for postal glory? Oh boy. DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin.
The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to InnerCircleComics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Hi, kids. It's me, Matt Baum. I'm one of the hosts of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. Sitting across from me is my good buddy.
Hey.
Internet famous.
Yeah.
Joe Patrick.
Broadcaster.
Internet famous THN broadcaster, Joe Patrick. But we're not playing Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast right now. No, sir. We are here for the answer of the week.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Joe, the Ziggurat's head questioner, goes to the THN forums, posts the question of the week there every Sunday. You got to check on Sunday. Give some time to think about it. From there, you can write your answer as long as you want, or you can call us at 402-819-4894. That is the Ziggurat hotline, and leave us a message. It's just like back in the day when people had answering machines, remember?
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
Or if you're of the technical elite, you can record an MP3 and send it to us at twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Subject line, answer of the week. It helps us find it. That's all. Before we can get into this show, though, Joey, I need you to reset the question of the week.
This week's question comes from us. It's our yearly tradition. What is your nerd year resolution for the year 2016?
Fun. You're going to find out what you kids are going to try and do this year that maybe you weren't so successful at last year. Whatever. Before we get into that, let's introduce the cocktail of the week. We are calling it the Grown-Up Ecto Cooler.
It's green.
It is. 3 ounces of gin, 1 ounce of blue curacao, 2 ounces of lemonade,
and 6 ounces,
of
tangerine orange juice.
Tangerine orange juice, because you've got to add the yellow to the blue.
Also, the gin was a substitution. It calls for tangerine vodka.
I mean, you could really do any kind of clear liquor, to be fair, I think. This is served
as long as it's green, who gives a
served over on the rocks in a tune tumbler. And yep, it's important that it's a tune tumbler.
It's got to have a cartoon
man. Joe Patrick is drinking out of Beast Man.
Excelsior.
It kind of tastes like the Ecto Cooler.
Okay.
Not bad.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm over salivating because it's so sweet.
It just tastes like orange juice.
It's not bad.
No. When you can't taste the liquor, that's how you know it's trouble.
True enough. Our first Nerd Year resolution comes from D. Murray. He warns us we might not like his answer. Oh, D, stop it.
You're if there's one thing we know, he is not shy about controversy.
How's it going, guys? D here, answering your question a week. And I thought about this one here for a while, and I think that my answer has to be is to stop giving DC and Marvel so much shit every single day of this year. Not saying it's going to happen. Just saying I'm going to try to do less of it. I know I still read the comics. I know I still read DC and Marvel. And they don't make me very happy. So that's my resolution, is to stop giving them so much unbelievable amounts of hate and loathing from myself. So that's it. Take it easy, guys.
So D is going to continue to punish himself, but he's done complaining about it.
Well, I mean, this is an unfortunate reality that comic fans sometimes need to grapple with. If you're not liking the books, man, just don't buy them.
Yeah, you don't have to do it, dude.
Don't buy them.
You're not like an abused spouse. You're not alone, man.
Having an unbroken run of Batman doesn't mean anything.
It's certainly not going to get you laid.
It doesn't bring
you
that
much.
Any enjoyment. Yeah. And I don't know if that's why you're still buying the books, but if you don't like them, don't read them.
Yeah, walk away.
I do appreciate the idea. Being more positive, making fun of DC is low-hanging fruit.
Right.
You don't have to make that joke. We don't have to make that joke. We do it too often. I get it. I'm with you.
Sure.
But what that translates to for me is just not giving a about DC's books anymore.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately. So, there's a new Green Lantern book, another Green Lantern Corps book hitting next week.
Drawn by Ethan Van Sciver.
I want to love it so bad because there's a hole in my heart where the Green Lantern Corps used to live. You know what? I don't care. This storyline, it continues right out of the last one. I didn't care about that one either. But you know what?
Learning when to move on.
Right.
It's part of being a grown up.
Right. Someday I'll be able to read Green Lantern comics again. Just not right now.
D, I appreciate that answer.
Thanks, D. Good to hear from you, man. We got a first time caller here.
What?
Calling in on the Ziggurat hotline.
Hey, Joel, Matt, what's up? This is Marcus. This is my first time calling. I'm calling with the question the answer of the week.
Faster, Marcus, faster!
I'm going to call in and just say I'm going to sit down this year, and one book that I want to read, it's a popular book, I'm not sure if you guys have heard of it, it's The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller. Never had the chance or really the opportunity to read that book, just never gotten around to it. Really excited. There's a lot of books out there that I'd love to read, and I'm really looking forward to this week's show to hear lots of great books. I want to thank you guys for hosting the show, and thank everybody else for calling in and just telling me of a lot of great books that I know that I'll have to go out and read. I think that's all I wanted to say. Thanks again, and I hope to call and help give you guys some content.
You just did, Marcus, baby.
You did it.
Thanks, brother.
Welcome aboard.
Good to hear from you, man. Marcus is going to catch up on some
old
stuff.
I'm going to say this, though, Marcus. Resolving to finally read The Dark Knight Returns is not really going out on a limb.
No. I mean, but regardless, you know, Marcus is obviously, he sounds like he's a younger guy. We're old comic farts, to be fair.
So old.
Right? So, like, we were around when that book was new. Okay? Wrap your skull around that.
It's true.
I'm going to guess you were zero at that time, Marcus. Or as I like to say, before people are born, you were still dead. But no, there's something to be said about going back and reading the classics.
Totally. There are lots of classics I haven't read.
Totally. Yeah. And we do it every year. We say, oh man, this is the year I'm finally going to sit down and I'm going to read Ronin, you know, or whatever.
I'm finally going to read that run of Not Brand X.
There you go. Yeah. Good call. Nice to hear from you, Marcus. Welcome aboard, sir. Camarillo Brillo hits us. Lord knows he's going to try and do better this year. Last year, kind of a wreck for him, you know. But hey, the future lies in front of us, right?
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Hey guys, it's Carl Smith, a.k.a. Camarillo Brillo.
I'm back.
My nerd resolution. My main resolution is I just want to be right about a comic just once this year. I always feel like I'm on the wrong side of these things. I'm starting to think I'm just doing it to be an asshole, and that bothers me. But a lot of people were excited about a lot of books last year. Unfortunately, I didn't buy a lot of books last year, so I missed out on some good stuff. But the stuff I did buy, I didn't see what the hype was about. And I've been trying to be a little more positive about what I put out there as far as my reaction to these comics. And it's tough because a lot of it isn't doing it for me anymore. But I recently kind of fell down the rabbit hole of things like Astro Boy. The new Vision comic book has my ears perked up, even though I don't love it. I'm just really super curious of where they're going with it because it seems so anti-everything Marvel is doing. So I'm just hoping that there's something that I get on board and I can kind of share in everybody's excitement this year. I kind of miss that. I miss when everybody's kind of unified in their excitement for something. And I feel like a little spark inside of me dies when I just can't get into things like Secret War and so on. So keep up with the good work this year, guys. Thanks for another great year of shows. Bye.
Okay, Cam, here's the thing. If you think you might be a troll, you're not a troll.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Yes. You have acknowledged that you tend to react in a negative way and get on the internet and throw some negative feelings out there. That means you're aware of it. You're not a troll, sir.
You do not get the joy from the complaining. That's what trolls do.
Right. Exactly. And also, there's nothing wrong with not liking Secret Wars. There's nothing wrong. We just told D. There's nothing wrong with not liking anything Marvel and DC put out. Lots of people don't like it. That's fine. There's plenty of other things out there for you. Don't read the stuff that's going to upset you. Don't do it. And if you do read it, just put it down. Whatever. Blech.
Okay. I mean, and I don't mean to pick on...
We have to read stuff that upsets us.
No, we don't. I mean, I don't mean to pick on Carl, because I understand where he's coming from.
Are you going to make fun of his looks?
I have certainly been there in my life.
Oh, you're going to make fun of his haircut, aren't you?
But I think saying don't read the stuff you know is going to upset you, while I guess it does apply, I think it's not the right lesson.
Okay, maybe take it with a grain of salt.
Here's where I am at as a person, and I understand that not everybody, as a fan rather, and I understand that not everybody's here. Reading a book that is contrary to my appreciation for that property.
Right.
And being able to enjoy it for what it is does not invalidate how I felt about that original thing. You know what I mean?
No.
It means I can find things to enjoy about.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The All new right. 52 Superman.
Sure.
Or Lady Thor.
Yeah.
Or whatever else. And that's okay, because those Thor stories that I really liked, and I'm bringing up Thor because I am kind of picking on Carl, but those old Thor stories that I loved are still out there.
Yeah.
That Hulk run is still out there,
sure.
Even though Amadeus Cho's running around being the Hulk. And it's okay to just say, you know what? It is what it is. And for what it is, I think it's pretty good.
And quite honestly, it's going to go back. It always does.
Right. Expecting comics to always adhere to the same status quo is just as dangerous as assuming that a status quo change will always be permanent.
That's true.
Another way to go about it is to just say, you know what? That book's not for me, but look at all this wonderful stuff from Valiant, or look at the crazy stuff that Boom is putting out.
Right. Or go catch up on, you know, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Right.
You know?
You know, finding new things to love, that is great. It doesn't mean you don't like comics. It just means that you like different comics.
Yeah, maybe you've just hit a stalemate with the state of certain things that you used to love. Go find some other stuff. It's out there. We talk about other stuff all the time. I highly suggest you check out Valiant. I think you
Carlos is way ahead of you in the whole Valiant thing.
I know that. I knew that he right. loves Valiant. Stay there. You'll be happier.
But yeah, it's go find new things to love.
Sure.
And that's awesome. There are so many good comics out there right
now. And by the way, feel free to bitch about the other stuff. Just make sure you do it from a place of creative criticism.
It's creatively. Like D said, you know, it's super easy to just go, man, DC sucks.
Yeah.
Sure.
DC sucks. If you're going to complain, add to the discourse instead of just like, that guy's a loser, you know, or whatever.
But Carl's a smart guy. He has always got very well thought out opinions.
It's true.
And I appreciate his commentary on the comics industry.
Carl, good luck to you, brother. Happy New Year. Thank you for your call. Now it's time for Randy Andrews, ladies and gentlemen.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you asked about our nerd year resolutions. Well, guys, I've got two for you. First of all, I want to be able to finish collecting Gen 13, the run that leads from issue 1 to issue number 77.
This is X-Men
then,
music, isn't
my
it?
My second nerd year resolution would be to go to one Comic-Con this year. And oh yes,
X3 The Last Stand, I'm calling it.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I've got for you this week, guys. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net.
No, this is Avengers
and
music.
My music this week is from X-Men. Days of Future Past.
And you were close.
We'll see you in a week.
I doubted myself.
Bye for now.
Randy, I think that's great. He's going to finish your run in Gen 13.
Finishing a run is super fun.
It's cool.
It's so great.
It's cool.
And comic conventions, man.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I like that. And that's one that you and I will get into in a little bit here. But yeah, everybody should go to more comic conventions. They're a great time.
Oh, Comic-Con is a great place to start because that convention was awesome.
It was totally great. It's already happening again. We know that it's coming. It's going to be the same time of year.
July.
Too.
I think it's a little bit later.
Oh, a little later.
Because last year it like overlapped with something.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it overlapped with another event.
Like
so it's
Olympic swim trials or something like that.
Maybe something. Yeah. So it's a little. It's a few weeks later.
I think there was a cat show, as I recall.
Yeah, cat show.
Let's go back to the Google
cat
voice
show.
Randy, thanks for your call. Always good to hear from you. Many of you may not know this. Voted best looking listener 2 years in a row. Randy Andrews.
By informal poll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best looking listener 2 years in a row. He's going to make the cover of the THN sexiest man cover.
Hey, right. Yeah, the THN forum's most fascinating people.
Yeah. Speaking of our most fascinating people, let's go to Black Scorpion number 3, who for some reason Google Voice thinks might be Blake Griffin number 3. And I would love it if Blake Griffin called. I'm a big fan.
Hey, nerds. This is Black Scorpion number 3. Not sure if I made the cutoff this week for resolutions, but my resolution this year, last year it was not to buy any new comics. Pretty well stuck to that, but there's so much good stuff out now, I'm back on board. So this year it's about giving back. So I'm going to donate at least 500 comics this this year. Not sure what organization yet. And if anybody's got some good comics charities to recommend, let me know and I'll ship them out. Okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Bye.
What a guy. You're kidding me. And there's plenty of these comics charities you can find. They're online. And there's verified ones. I'm pretty sure there's links through the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund site that will show you a bunch of comic charities that they have verified and they know are above board and everything. You got to be careful with that stuff, unfortunately.
I mean, if you're not really worried about writing them off on your taxes or something like that, just drive around town and drop them off at, like, doctor's offices.
Yeah, there's that,
you know?
Too.
Just like, hey, take them to your local children's hospital and say, here is a long box of comics for the kids.
Unless you
might not have
porn.
You might not have a lot of comics just for kids.
Here you go, kids. Housewives at play.
The Jawin comic drive we talked about, Comics for the Troops, that had a goal to reach 10,000 by January 1st.
Right.
But he might still be collecting.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure that was just a push, something like that. But yeah, there's plenty of good ones out there. Guys, listeners, go to the forums, suggest some of these comic charities to help BS3 out. I think that's a wonderful New Year's resolution, nerd year resolution.
I love it.
That's a great call.
What a guy.
I don't know what this next call is. They called us at 4:43 in the morning.
It's it was a critical failure. He rolled a 1 on that call, and then he immediately called back.
We got a new caller, but he's a longtime listener. Not first time, long time. This is a friend of Hebrews who, in his first call, referred to himself as the king of Hebrews.
First time, long time. I think that guy's dead.
He may be. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give Jamie a nickname. King of Hebrews.
King of the Hebrews.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, for his first call, welcome aboard to the king of the Hebrews.
Hey, Jim and Matt. This is Jamie Filer, friend of Hebrews. Long time listener, been going for about 2 years. Every time I hear a question of the week, I'm like, I'm going to answer this one. I'm going to answer this one. And then I never answer any of them. So my New Year's resolution this year is to start calling in and actually talking about one of my biggest loves in life, comic books. So I'm looking forward to talking to you fellas and looking forward to actually being a part of it. And if you get a chance, come check out my art and tattoos at artofzoom.blogspot.com. All right, talk to you soon, fellas.
I will definitely check that out. I'm a tattoo dork. So yeah, that's right up my alley. Welcome aboard, sir. And you've already got a nickname. This is great. We couldn't quite make out what that web address was. Do me a favor and
Email it to us.
Yeah, next time you call in, email us the link and we'll give you a shout out, man. We love when you guys plug your stuff. Welcome aboard, King of Hebrews.
I got it. Too late. I got it.
You found it.
Art of Doom.
Doom.blogspot.com. There you go. D-O-O-M.
And it's, it's totally dorky tattoo art.
Cool.
It's pretty great.
Fun. New friends. New friends.
This is awesome. Ooh, Doctor Who tattoos.
We can get rid of all our old friends. This is
yes.
A lot of Google Voice work this week. I love it.
Hey, it's Dwight from Chicago. We haven't heard from this guy for a while.
The new year brings everybody back together.
It's true.
Hey, guys. Dwight from Chicago. Happy New Year. Answering this question of the week, nerd resolution. I look back over last year when I called, and my resolution had been to give you guys more calls in 2015, and that didn't work out so well. So we'll do a do-over, and I'll make that same resolution. Also, I got a lot of trades in this year, this last year, for presents that I am resolving to read. Irredeemable, so I'm going to go find all of the back trades and read that whole series. Why the Last Man, also, because I've never read any of those, so I'm going to give that a try. Chew, I've gotten, for some reason, a lot of people think I should be reading that, so I got a lot of trades on that one. So yeah, that's my resolution, is to go back and find some of these great series that people have been talking about, and start reading those, along with the stacks of regular comics that I am already reading. And that's it. Have a wonderful 2016, guys. And like I said, I resolve to call more and answer more questions. Take care.
Bye. That's a fantastic resolution. I love it. Good to hear from you,
it's
Dwight.
It's only words until you do it, Dwight.
It's true. Now prove it, sucker. Happy New Year to you too, though.
I love it, though. Another resolution that's about like going back and reading all the stuff that
and everything
you
named. Why Last Man, Chew,
Boom.
Irredeemable.
Love it.
Fantastic stuff. And I'm sure he's heard us harp on it. We're not going to go back into it now. Dwight, always good to hear from you, brother. Looking forward to hearing from you more. Normally this happens a little later in the show, but you know what?
He must have been inspired.
Never too early for Toots time.
Happy Toots Year, everybody.
Happy Toots Year.
I got one New Year's resolution, and that is to guest host Two-Headed Nerd for the 9th and 10th time this year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say final. I was like, whoa.
Sorry, listeners. It just may well happen. But Joe and Matt, thanks, guys, for the great year worth of podcasting content, which kept my ear holes filled with all kinds of nerdy jibber jabber and opinions and all that kind of stuff. And thanks for letting me be a part of it. And thanks for letting everyone be a part of it. This coming year, may your demons slumber and your wine glass be full.
Oh, that Toots. What a guy. What a sweetheart. I guarantee he's going to guest host at least two more times this year.
At least. I mean, I'll need to at least take a break from you at some point.
And I'll give him, if there's one thing that we're good at, I don't like to brag very often, but jibba jabba, we got that down.
Yeah, we're the internet's number one home for jibba jabba.
Ain't nobody jibber jabbering like us, I'll tell you what. Speaking of Hebrews, he forced his buddy to call in, and now he's calling in too. What a guy. We have Hebrews and King of Hebrews.
Hey, this is Ryan, a.k.a. Hebrews, calling in for the question of the week. Nerd's Year's resolutions. I'm feeling ambitious, so I'll lay it all out, and you nerds can hold me accountable for it. So, number one goal is to get caught up. I literally have over a long box and a half of comics I did not read over the past year. Everything from titles I really like maybe Southern Bastards, to I picked up Starman issue 0 for 44 for $10, and I haven't even cracked the first issue of that.
What?
So every weekend I'm setting aside getting through two arcs of a comic, and I started that and off to a good start. This weekend it's Vader Down.
Nice.
Next, I'm gonna start building custom comic book shelves made out of wood.
Cool.
I'm not very handy, so it's gonna take me a while, but I'm done with the white long boxes. I need to store them better. I'd like to have them out and presentable instead of the shape that they're in now. And then my third one is I'm going to start writing again more for Two-Headed Nerd. Hopefully a column every other week. I'm going to start expanding. And then I'm also in talks to maybe start doing some reviews for horror comics as well. So that's some pretty lofty ambitions. Excited to hear what everyone else has to say. Happy New Year once again. And I am still your fantasy football champion.
Oh, God.
Hebrews out.
We're going to knock this dude down a peg. All very good resolutions, though. And yeah, I would love it if you were writing more stuff for us. You did a great job. Any of you guys want to write some stuff for us, hit us up, twoheadednerd@gmail.com.
Like, I won't lie.
Pitch us your idea. I would love our site to be like a Grantland of comics. You know what I mean? We're also looking for a copy editor. Huh?
Who wants to edit copy for no money?
Yeah, perhaps high fives and props on the show. That's worth something, right?
A credit, certainly.
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much for your call, Hebrews. Always good to hear from you. I'm glad that you're playing catch up. I'm glad you're going to start writing again. And I like that you're like, you're making time, like going to the gym, you know, you're like, look, every weekend I'm reading a story arc. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
Hey, you know what? I want people to go to the website. I want there to be a reason for people to actually go to the website.
Yes.
And that means content. And I am super appreciative for it.
We'll get to our resolutions later. Right now.
You already said that about another topic.
I know. Well, this is, you know, we're going to have a few. Right now, we're going up to the snowy wilds of Maine. The orca has been a little under the weather, so he sounds a bit breathy. It's the mouth herpes.
On account of the mouth herpes.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. I get it.
My New Year's resolution is to not be so subject to penis envy when reading my funny books. A lot of dicks in comics last year. Big ones, too. Between the dragon and my beloved Saga, James Robinson and Greg Hinkle in Airboy, and Frank Miller's depiction of the super pecker on the cover of that Adam story, he snuck into this DK3 garbage, the orca's ego got pretty beat up. I must remember that, A, these are fictional characters. Sometimes a tough distinction for me. And B, I'm not 70 anymore. It's okay if I'm no longer the tallest totem pole round a pool down to hedonism. I've held that crown a long time, and crowns sometimes get heavy. So in 2016, I'm going to let myself off the hook a little bit. I still tear off a respectable amount of ass in a given year. Although I've also got to tighten up my screening process a bit in that regard.
What does this have to do with comics?
According to my numbers from last year, 22.624% of all my conquests had C-section scars. And while I got nothing against women who've had kids, nothing's a bigger flurge than one of those bad Larrys. Maybe a little more focus on who I'm copulating with will help with my original resolution. Huh. Well, off to ponder that one. Kiss, kiss, boys.
A little self-discovery from the orca there.
That had nothing to do with comics.
Oh, he got it in there.
No, he did not. Sure. No, he didn't.
He's going to not be as envious of the size of other fictional characters.
Oh, fictional dicks.
Hogs.
Yeah, okay.
It counts.
All right, fine.
Totally counts.
I hope you feel better, the orca.
I do, too. I hope you're feeling all right. I mean, the dude is like 126, from what I understand.
Maybe being more discerning with your choices will...
It's true.
...will improve your health.
Just remember, every time you have sex with someone's mouth, you're having sex with everyone who's had sex with that mouth. Okay? Think about that for a minute.
A disgusting sentence. Hey, I'm sorry for everyone that's hearing
we're
this.
We're learning together.
This is not the kind of show I wanted us to be.
Tim Benson, by the way, just got back from his trip to Maine where he visited the orca, and he was walking a little funny, but I think he had a good time. Take it away, Tim.
2016 nerdier resolutions. I've got a bunch. I got a lot of stuff, but the one I think I want to share today is that I'm going to produce and publish an artist edition, not of my own work because I can't draw, but of one of my favorite creators. Indie work that we're going to put together. So it'll be exciting. Big news.
But you don't tell us who? Come on, man.
What a teaser.
Jesus. I mean, that's awesome. But who is it? You can't just leave us hanging like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you.
Come on.
That's how you prime the pump.
But this is where you break the news, dude. Where's our. I was hoping we would have the inside story there. You know,
we might get the full exclusive later.
All right. All right. If we don't get the exclusive, Tim,
it's just like
not friends anymore. What do you think of that?
Something for you listeners to watch out for.
If we don't get the exclusive,
not friends anymore.
All right, here's the big news. It's me.
It's you?
Yeah. Is no, it? It's not me.
Like, not you, because you don't do shit.
Shut
you
up.
You just say you're going to do stuff, and then you never draw it.
I'll have you know that I've drawn 7 drawings in a row this year already.
Wow. Here's a man that understands that words, not deeds, are important. Deeds, not words. Deeds, not words. Just like Megaforce. Nice. Jim Kettner, little gorilla biscuits.
Hey, Joe and Matt. Kettner here. So here's the deal. My resolution this year is about making comics. See, I know that I plug my website on most of my calls, but over the past few years, I've slowly been working more and more on comics projects, mostly for magazines and weekly papers or anthologies. And while making comics has mostly been a fun hobby, it hasn't yet really become something that I can make a living on. But this year is going to be different. Because it has to be. See, my wife and I signed our first book deal back in November with a small publisher, and I'm going to be adapting her writing to tell an illustrated comics memoir. The proposed draft awesome. Is 225 pages, which is way more than I've done on any singular project before. It's super exciting, but also super, super intimidating. The finished draft is due to the publisher in October, and if I draw and ink a page a day, starting today, I'll be done on August 20th, 2016, which doesn't leave that much slack time. And I'm not typically the kind of artist who can work at that pace so relentlessly anyway. Plus, my wife hasn't even finished writing the thing. So I've got my work cut out for me right now. But it's worth it, right? I've been wanting to make comics professionally for so long. And of course, with an opportunity like this, I really want to make it count, and I want to make something really great. And as a result, I'm finding that I need to scale back on some of my other nerdy hobbies. You might notice that my podcast Galacticus is taking a little bit of a break, and while I'm still buying comics, I haven't taken the time to read many. But that's okay, as long as I take the time to draw the best damn graphic novel I possibly can. Well, guys, that's my resolution this year. And now that I've sent this in, I should probably get back to the drawing board. Take it easy.
That's right, buddy.
There's your exclusive.
That's right, buddy. No rest for you. Ketnerd, that is amazing. You got a huge job ahead of you.
I am excited for you.
If you stick to your schedule, and that's what it's all about, just making the time every day. Ask Joe Patrick. I mean, he's a perfect example of someone who's just been cranking out stuff, you know, all year. Man, this guy's workload is incredible. But
shut up.
Just make time every day, man. And go for it. I can't wait to see it. This is awesome. And feel free to send us like some sketches or like, you know, previews or whatever. I would love to see what you're working on, man. I think that is so cool. Congratulations to you and your wife. Next time, tell us what it's about. You know?
He did. He said it was a memoir.
Sort of. Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, get into it. What are we talking about? What are you working on? I mean, memoir, sure. But like,
look, you can't have everybody spill the beans about their project right off the bat.
Come on, you guys. I want exclusives. All right.
This isn't even the news show.
No, I know. But still, we can break news here.
Thanks, Jimmy K.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Back to the Google Voice line. Nate Aguilar. Second call from Nate. I think we got him. I think we got this guy.
I think we got him.
Hello, nerds. This is Nate Aguilar calling in with the first question of the week of the new year. Leaving a voicemail because I'm running out of time and I'm on the road, so hopefully this doesn't suck. But as far as New Year nerds resolutions, I'm really looking forward to it. I've got a whole lot of video games I want to catch up on. But in the old comic book arena, I'd like to get into reading new comics. For the last couple of years, I've just been reading digital versions of old ones I grew up with. And I think it's time to start jumping in and figuring out what you guys are actually talking about on the show. So maybe I'm looking for a little bit of help. Maybe I'll jump on the forum and ask this question. But money being tight, I'm thinking I can probably fit in a comic or two a month, and I keep listening to your show with the recommendations, but maybe I'm looking to get into a series, maybe I'm looking to do a like a limited run, I don't know. I'm open to suggestions. Maybe I'll post this on the forum, but looking forward to some comic stuff in this new year. Really looking forward to a new video game called No Man's Sky that should be coming out later this year. I don't know if you guys have heard about it.
Yeah, I have.
But there I am. There's my answer. Happy New Year. Thanks a lot.
Sounds like a comic pusher's question to me.
It does. Nate, go to the forums. You'll find the comic pusher's section. Tell us what you're into. New, like old stuff. What kind of old stuff do you like to read? What kind of video games you're playing? The comic pushers will supply you with some suggestions for what you should be buying. Awesome. Great to hear from you, Nate. Glad you didn't crash when we were driving. We don't recommend that you call us while driving, but if that's the only way you can do it, so be it.
We recommend that you do it if it means not calling at all otherwise.
True, true. Harvey Locust, wishing us a happy nerd year. I'm sure he's got some good resolutions.
Hey, nerds. Locust here. MP3 and in. My answer to the question of the week. We got nerd year resolutions this time. And I just went back and listened to last year's, back when BS3 had somebody mailing in his stuff for him. And Anthony was just from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right. Because yeah, for a while, Black Scorpion stuff, the 3
but
was...
I also noticed I didn't call in. So, yeah, Matt. I thank you for your support on the nerdier on the drunken episode. And you thought I had called in on every episode, but I haven't. Not by far.
I was,
but
wasted.
I have been around since back when the question of the week was just a post on Facebook. So I like
now
this
that's
stuff
back
so
in the
much
day
better. Woo. So yeah, I didn't have a nerdier resolution back then.
It was
but
so
I had
much
done
less work.
One, since this year had started, I around August, I was kind of fretting the fact that I haven't been able to buy new comics in years, and so I realized I had been sitting on piles of comics that I haven't read before, you know, just stuff that I picked up because I liked the cover, stuff that I got, you know, big chunks of runs of old stuff that I got in quarter bins, like Thing series or whatever, stuff that I just never read. And I've been going through one issue a day, doing it for a year.
I love that.
I'm reading one issue a day, so I've been doing that for 149 days today. Yeah, not too bad. Still keeping up with it. But also, my nerd year resolution should be to call in every episode. So that means none of this would happen during Anime Expo questions. Joe, we got to get some good stuff on there because I don't want to be
Anime Expo
later.
I never once asked about the Anime Expo.
That's true. Harv maybe didn't call us every week, but I feel like we heard from him probably as much as anyone else of our other stalwarts. I'll say that.
I think you are trying so hard not to make yourself be wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I feel like Harv.
When we went through a long dry patch where Harvey Locust just didn't call.
That's true.
And you totally blanked that out.
Well, we assumed he OD'd and died. You know,
no,
I mean, like that
no,
was
no, we didn't.
Well, I did. Anyway.
I was still seeing him on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. Anyone I don't see for 3 weeks, I just go ahead and assume they're dead.
Did you assume I was dead?
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Man. I love that. Reading one comic a day, or like from stuff that you bought in quarter bins and stuff. I love that.
That's cool as hell.
I just think that's super fun.
Yeah. It's just sort of like exercising your comic muscle.
You know, I kind of miss that, you know, back when I was a fan and not a retailer. I guess I am back to being that.
Yeah.
But, you know, just going and buying a bunch of random garbage.
No. You were a professional comic book editorialist now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
But just being able to go to the quarter bin. Here in Omaha, a local comic shop had 19-cent bins.
What?
Ground Zero.
19 cents?
19 cents. What? They were 19 cents.
Oh, I remember that.
But they had gigantic gold stickers on the front of them. And just buying things that looked cool.
Yeah.
Because you're probably not going to fill a run.
No.
But you might get some enjoyment out of it. I just love that. And then just having something to read every time you want to pick up a comic.
That's fun. That's fun.
Awesome.
Go back to the Google Voice line. I don't have the slightest clue who this is.
It's Jeff Hitt.
Oh, is it Hitt?
Hey, Mary. Oh, it's Jeff Head.
It's Jeff Head calling. Jeff Hitt, good buddy of ours. He's been keeping up really well on the question lately. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
I feel like he's never missed a call in the entire time we've been doing this show.
Yeah, okay. That's definitely not true.
But that's you. Every time you say something like that, that's you.
Hey,
Hey, nerds. It's Jeff Hitt calling with my resolution, my nerd resolution for this year. And, you know, I made a lot of changes in how I collect and everything like that last year, pretty much selling everything I had as we moved and going to more stuff on the iPad, more stuff online, and also just stuff that I would buy and then sell back and not keep anymore. So that felt like a huge change. But for this coming year, the biggest change I'm planning on making is actually trying to inaugurate some new nerds. As you guys know, I've got four little boys, and a buddy of mine are kicking around the idea of putting together a blog on how to raise nerd kids. I know there's a lot of other good ones out there, but we want a little bit of that sweet, sweet internet money that you get from blogging, because apparently you do that. So that's my 2016 New Year's nerds resolution, is to raise the next generation of kids who can get pants by the big kids who are good at sports. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
That's not how it is anymore, Jeff. We've inherited the earth.
Yeah.
By the time your kids are grown, they will be kings among men.
It's true. Nerds are the new cool, man. You don't have to worry about it. They're going to be thankful they had a nerdy father that pounded this stuff down their throat, man. I love it.
That's so great.
I love it.
Jeff's kids, by the way, are totally awesome.
Get us a link to your blog and we will totally link it to our site and stuff and pimp you up. Yeah. I think that blog sounds kick ass.
100%. Absolutely.
That sounds so great, man. Jeff,
if you need a place to host your blog, we have a website.
We do. And we do have two sex kennels open in the basement. There's plenty of room.
Well, he's going to need six kennels because it's a whole family.
No, we'll let him go visit and then he can come back, you know. Oh, okay. We'll lock him up and all stuff. Right. It's like a work assignment, like work release, you know?
Sure. Yeah, work release. There we go.
Yeah, it makes sense. Our final call comes all the way from Australia, at the bottom of the world, the thunder from down under, Mr. Cleon Soares.
G'day, Twitter nerds. Cleon the Thunder from down under calling in for the nerd resolutions question of the week. My answer for this is to actually try and read less comics. Now, I'm not saying it out of any negative reason or anything, but it's more that, you know, there's a lot of good books and average books in my pull list that I'm enjoying, but they don't really get that passion out of me. And so this year, what I want to do is go through and see which ones are the truly great comics that I like reading, which ones really get me excited to talk about and to read and throw into people's faces so that they can start reading them too. I think it'll make for a much more, you know, enjoyable experience reading comics, where all the books I read are the ones that I truly enjoy. And yeah, my another nerd resolution is to email in for the show this year as well. I know that last year there were many weeks where I didn't send in any emails. So, yeah, it would be really nice to be a much more consistent listener. So, yeah, have a lovely 2016, and I look forward to more podcasts from you guys. Cheers.
Thank you so much, buddy.
I love it.
And I like he's going quality over quantity.
Yep, there you go.
That's good. That's good, because you can end up really burnt out, like some people we heard earlier that were talking about.
Like two podcast hosts that I know.
It's true, though. Pick out the stuff you love. Stick with it. If you're not enjoying it, stop. Don't get pissed. Don't get in a rut. Don't collect stuff you don't
need. That's
a
lesson for several people that called into this program.
Absolutely. It was a popular one. And we love it when you call. Thank you so much. We hope you have a happy new year as well, buddy.
I thought you checked the email.
I did, and I was wrong. I am shocked, but our final call does not come from Australia. It comes from Florida.
It comes from the grave.
From perhaps beyond the grave. Let's see who this is.
Hello there, Twitter nerd. This is the first time, long time. I know it's been a very long time, but, you know, I really got to thank Black Scorpion, you know it. You know that Black Scorpion, is a very nice individual. I haven't met him personally, just through my experiences on the forums. And for those of you listening who haven't been on the forums, you gotta go. Listen, I know I haven't called in. I know. It's my bad. I apologize for that.
It's been a while.
But I still went into the forums. I still listened to watch what the people's doing. And, you know, for my New Year's resolutions, you know, since that was a New Year's resolution that Black Scorpion, proposed, I had to concur. I had to agree to it, come back to the fold, become part of the group of listeners, and that includes being on the forum. It's a fantastic place for those people who haven't been there. You really should go. You gotta go. It's fantastic. You would love it. Now, the other thing with this, being that I'm here and I'm back That's going to be my New Year's resolution. That's my comic book New Year's resolution, is I'm going to continue to participate week in and week out with the answer of the week. I'm going to be on the forums. I'm going to be a presence. I'm going to make a comment. I'm going to share my thoughts and ideas with those people whom I have grown to become very fond of. So that's my New Year's resolutions for 2016. All right. Thanks, boys.
He's back, baby.
Yeah. Boy, he's out of practice, because that accent was everywhere.
It was all, it was sort of like started off like Yogi Bear.
It was a little Australian for a second.
I liked it, though. Then he ended up, I'm going to say, somewhere in between Boston and Vermont.
I love that guy. I missed him.
Oh, man. Great to hear from you. And I love that your resolution is you're going to come back and you're going to play. I dig it. We missed you, man.
Everybody that said that is number one in my heart.
That's great. That is great. Yeah, we're not picking a best this week. We're not doing it.
Okay.
Because this is it's subjective, you know?
Is it because you didn't take notes?
No, it's because they're all doing their thing, you know? And they were all good. And who are we to say who has the best New Year's resolution? I'm excited to see the work that you guys are working on this year. I'm excited to hear your opinions on the stuff that you're catching up on. I'm excited to hear from all of you this coming year. And the more that you play along with us, the more we are going to play with you guys. That was great year of calls. Can't wait for more. Joe Patrick, let's get into our nerd year resolutions.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm kind of already up in mine. I broadcast mine all over the internet.
Would you say that you are all up in yours?
I'm all up in it.
Okay.
So I used to draw constantly, nonstop. As much as I possibly could, I had a pencil in my hand, and I kind of got away from that. Life kind of brings a guy down and
brings a guy down. Wow.
Other priorities take precedence. Okay. Let's put it that way.
The crushing everyday existence that is. No,
I mean, I don't want it to sound like I have a pretty good life. I'm happy, but
not me, man. I'm miserable.
I just kind of, I let it lose its importance to me.
Okay.
To the point where I had not actually picked up a pencil to really draw anything in months, if not a year or more, other than, you know, a doodle here and there or something. And so I resolved, those of you that are friends with me on Facebook might remember that last year I resolved, just out of silliness, to write one haiku every day for the entire year. And I did it. I succeeded. And the first thing everybody asked me as we neared the end was, what are you going to do next year? Leave me alone. And so I thought about the whole drawing thing. And so I have resolved that this year I will draw a sketch every single day of the year for the entire year.
I thought
you
were going to announce that you're actually going to do the Untold Tales of the Two-Headed Nerd.
Well, that might be part of it. Who knows if...
I was all fired up.
My sketch for whatever particular day might be a page or a panel from...
I have so many storylines. Oh, my God.
Even if the whole daily resolution thing does not involve the Two-Headed Nerd, part of my decision to do it was to kind of get me inspired again, to get me back in the habit again, and sure, and to kind of regrow those muscles that right have atrophied, because I want to draw the Untold Tales of the Two-Headed Nerd.
I want you to.
And what I'm doing.
The whole Lizard Ranchers, you know, moving in on the Thunderdome, that writes itself. Hey, come on.
So today is the 9th. I have done it every day for the past 8 days. I still have to do one today. So far, so good. And so I've set some rules for myself. The rules are that they can't all be pictures of comic book or cartoon characters.
Okay.
That's too easy.
Yeah.
There has to be some variance in the types of, I have to draw some things I'm not used to drawing, like
right,
cars and dogs and
dildos.
And then,
who are we kidding? He's very used to drawing those.
And then the third rule is that I have to, throughout the year, I would, it's not really so much a rule as it is a goal, but throughout the year, I would like to at least experiment with different drawing styles through the year, not just the same little, you know, crappy pencils, right, scratchy pencils.
So when we do like flashbacks, you can do them in like watercolor and stuff.
Yeah, I would love to try to do that.
That would be cool.
That was my resolution for the year, and I'm counting it as my nerd year resolution because
that totally counts.
Up till this point, every drawing I have done has been a cartoon.
Totally counts. My nerd year resolution, one of them, I am
resolving to write more for the website. I used to have a column called Small Man Big Mouth.
Yeah, you have a great little profile picture,
yeah,
too.
It's me screaming. It's like a little cartoon me screaming. And it's just where I want to go to vent and talk about things. You know, not troll, but vent and talk about things that bother me in comics. And I need to do that. I need to write this stuff out because we can't cram everything we want to do into every show. Otherwise, those shows would be 3.5 hours long and unlistenable. And I also want to lead by example. We have some great people that write for our website, and they have all kind of fallen off a little bit as well. That's partially our fault. I'm not blaming them.
It's not really their fault, but yeah.
But I want to drive more people to the website where we can editorialize and like actually not just have a review stuff, too.
I think it's fair to say that I, as the person that was kind of spearheading the posting of content, I kind of let that whole thing slide.
So I resolve to ride Joe Patrick harder.
Or maybe I'll teach you how to do that.
No, and that's my next step. I want to learn how to do that. I just haven't done it.
So
I want to learn how to do it.
Finally get out of here.
So I can actually put some stuff up as well. I will say huge props to Aaron Myers, who's been great with his ludicrous speed reviews every friggin' week. Kicks those up, and they're excellent. And we need to start submitting those to some of those aggregators, like the comic rating aggregators where they take everyone's ratings from different sites and stuff. Yeah. We need to start doing that to legitimize us.
I mean, I don't think we are the only place he posts those reviews.
Second, I am resolving to make the show even better by looking into serious sponsorship and getting this figured out and going out of our way to say
this week's episode is brought to you by the McRib.
But the thing of it is, we believe in this product and we love it and we work very hard on it. And I want it to be even better. I don't want to get sick of it. I don't want it to become
a burden,
a hindrance, or a burden. If it like, I don't necessarily want it to become a full time job either. But I want it to improve, and I want it to continue. And to do so, we've got to learn to bring in some cash so we can have some incentive to do this. And we can do the third thing that I'm resolving. I want us to go to more cons this year, make an appearance, actually press the flesh, be around, broadcast in front of people. Show people what we're doing, you know, and
look, I went to my one convention.
She's more visible
last year.
I'm not saying one. I'd like to go to a couple, a few. There's a bunch of local ones that we like that we could easily motor to. Des Moines is a good one. Kansas City has two good ones. No reason why we couldn't leave for a day and go do that stuff. We need to do that. And
but my dog needs me.
Oh, please give me a break. I'm resolving to make this show better, not just for me, but for you guys, you know. Because we believe in it. We love it. And that involves our website. That involves our recording. That involves our public appearances and stuff like that. And that's important. We need to do that.
I mean, let me real quick say that we don't do this for the cash. Like, bringing in cash is not the goal.
No, I'm not saying that's the goal, but I'm saying it can help make this show better.
But yeah, being able to do more things does require a financial commitment that neither one of us is really prepared to make.
Right. And that's the reality of it. We're already working very hard on this. And I'm not shilling for money here either. I'm just saying
guys are very generous in supporting us, and we appreciate every one of you.
We do this because we love it. I also want to hear more feedback from you guys. Head to the forums and let us know, what do you want to hear more of? What do you want to hear less of? What are we boring you with? What do you think is fantastic? I love interacting with everyone who listens to this show. It's fantastic. Thank you again to everybody that calls us every week. Speaking of interacting with you guys, it is time to unveil. Well, not unveil. It's already been unveiled. But Joe Patrick, remind me, what is our newest question of the week?
This week's question comes from forum user The Codger. What's your favorite song featuring comics or a comic book character? The song that when it hits, not only do you rock out, but your inner nerd also has a special little smile for really getting it.
Like pocket full of kryptonite.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Olsen Blues, but yeah.
Man, that song makes me want to shoot myself in the head. Nah, that's not true. It makes me want to shoot the people that wrote it.
The Spin Doctors. Whatever, I love that song.
Oh, God. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It's catchy and it's fun.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know why it became such an in vogue thing. The Spin Doctors.
I do. They're terrible.
They're not that terrible.
They are.
They have a
terrible.
Couple of catchy songs are fun, and they remind me of my fun loving past as a teenager. Whatever.
Joe Patrick grew up in a nudist colony. Not many people know this. Free love for all. It was disturbing, but we rescued him from it, and he's feeling much better now. Looking forward to your answers. We've got another episode of the Two Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast hitting this weekend. as always, will be treated by a visit from the Orca this coming week.
Maybe we should let him know.
Yeah. So if you're listening, buddy, batter up. All right.
He's not going to hear this until the day before we record.
He'll be fine. For now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd, wishing you all a happy new year. Signing off.
Okay, that's enough. Much better. Seriously, the spin doctors. No one in their right mind admits to liking the spin doctors. I sincerely hope that's the glowing green liquor talking. Now, the Terminator theme. That's the jam that gets my circuits firing. Not because I crave the end of humanity. I don't have homicidal thoughts anymore. I promise. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Or leave a Skype message for the username twoheadednerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please.